Oh, this second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Here's Emmy Lou from her last album. She's done some duet albums and things, but this is her last studio album. Came out about 3 or 4 years back. Emmy Lou.
Standing by a cabin door, her song was ringing out in a voice so strong and sure to the lonesome valley. He'd bring her there to be his bride, where they would live and work together side by side. She was his sunshine, she was his moon and morning star. His words would ring true on the chords of her guitar. He was driven and lost to her for days and days, till the lonesome valley finally drove her far.
Daddy, come on and get you some. gonna hug him and kiss him down to the bone. If I get my way, you'll be up all night. Just a crackin' and a poppin' like dynamite. Come on.
Oh, Beyond the Great Divide, Emmy Lou Harris, Beyond the Great Divide with Mike Aldrich and John Starling, going way, way, way back to those seldom seen days when Emmy Lou used to sometimes back those folks up down there in the D.C., Virginia area where that band was from. Emmy Lou Harris, Beyond the Great Divide, Rachel Harrington, Get Some, Gonna Get Some, Gonna Get Me Some. This is from her Honky Tonk album, and we're going to hear one more cut from that right now. Rachel Harrington, actually, this is a pretty good concept, and she does a good job. Yes, she does.
Thank you.
Emmylou. This is probably one of the last recordings you'll find Kate McGarrigle on. Of course, you know, she died of cancer about, I don't know, 3.5 years ago, somewhere in the late winter or fall of, 2000 and maybe 2010, something like that, 2011. Kate McGarrigle. And she's on this recording with Anna. And they do a lot of vocals with Emmylou on this. And they've worked over the years, many, many years together. Emmylou's worked on McGarrigle albums and with Loudon Wainwright when he was married to Kate and all that. So it's a fairly long-standing relationship. And there are some tributes that have come out to Kate McGarrigle. And, of course, Emmylou's on those as well. Alrighty? Okay. It's an album called Out of the Woodwork, Rex James. And this is an interesting young fellow from, he's not that young anymore, but he's from Bozeman. Great guitar work.
attention to the hunger of your soul and to the countless blessings and lightings of the bowl. A soul-burning gem of purifying desire. Out of the woodwork, into the fire. The magic in the spells which we all cast every day is merely in our words, for by words were we made. A soul-burning gem of purifying desire. Out of the woodwork, into the fire. This great incantation of life. For few there is magic, for many there is strife. A soul-burning gem of purifying desire. Out of the woodwork, into the fire. Out of the woodwork, into the fire.
Do it, man. Let's do some rhythm, man.
Bust it out, dude. Let's stop the acoustic sound.
Oh, got to push the button there. Rex James from his album Out of the Wood. We heard Out of the Wood, the title cut, and then we heard Toast and Jazz. And that's pretty good stuff. I think he's still in Bozeman, and he's lived in Bozeman for quite a while. And he does radio. I think he's got a folk show just like I do. Rex James does. All righty. We're going to have to be back with lots more music. But now we have to take a break. We do, and we have to take the break. And so before we take the break, I need to let you know that Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And I'm your host, Dan Marr, and we're going to be back for lots more music. Just hold your horses, because we are coming back. So hang on.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by Howard Hughes Appliance, located on the Pullman Road in Moscow. The in-store service department is open Monday through Saturday, providing repairs and maintenance for all major appliances. Appointments at 882-2123. More at howardhughesappliance.com.
A few showers are possible today. This afternoon is looking cloudy and warm, reaching highs of 75 on the Palouse and 81 in the Lewis-Clark Valley. Tonight should be rainy in the valley, but most likely dry on the Palouse. And tomorrow, you'll get a peek at the sun in the morning, with clouds returning in the afternoon, and about the same temperature as today.
It's almost done. So you swear that you'll never fool yourself anymore. And then you remember as you're walking out the door, there's still lunch and dinner and a thousand meals more. With a waitress at every one. So you take my order, I'll take my time. Starts drifting on out to deep sea. When I look in the mirror and
see my dad's face where my face used to be. When I was a kid, I used to look at my dad and I'd say, this is who I am not. He used Brill cream, I used hairspray. He was fat, I was skinny. He drank beer, I smoked pot. But now my feet are disappearing beneath an ocean of beer. Not so mysteriously. When I look at my face, I see in its place my dad's physiognomy. I used to look at my friends, they look 50 years older. Some nights when I get too stoned, that's when I believe time was a visible line with its end and beginning both shown. Now I know that's not true, but I still got an idea pretty much of what I can expect. When I look in the mirror and I see my dad's mug sitting there right on top of my neck. Never reached his sought after perfection. So as I headed down my own life's road, I headed straight in the other direction. Now when I turn around, he's not so far away, and we're on the same road. I can see in the mirror and I see my dad's face where my face used to be.
I'm gonna get you
right now,
you big old tomcat, cause I sure admire your up and round ways.
Right now.
You big old tomcat, and love you till the end.
The Donettes. Of course, there's some thematic things going on in these two albums. One's called Pitch and Woo, and I can't think of the name of the other one, but that's okay. They're very similar. This is sort of swing slash rockabilly, and they do a pretty good job. Kind of a Bob Wills sort of a way of looking at things, you know, with that kind of guitar work and that kind of thing. And they do it pretty well. They do that kind of cross between the whole swing thing and then that really outrageous and uproarious rockabilly thing. It's all about pitch and woo. It's all about going out and finding your guy. Yes, indeed. And that's what they do. This next one, this is called Dynamite. The Donettes, like this.
Jane went to Philly and she got a job with the suicide line. She does what she likes and she likes a whole lot, and she doesn't ever worry about things that she ain't got. Jack bought himself a brand new car, a sporty MG with four on the floor. All the same, oh, you know he does. So very, so very, very far away. Oh. Gets depressed, but he don't know why. He loves his love in Soho and he loves his wife, but he dreams about a genie when the lights are low, sitting by the fire, listening to the radio. He knows his life will never mean nothing but okay. Sometimes at night you can hear Jack Press, hey, hey, hey.
Five Chinese Brothers. We heard three cuts from their album. This is, and they have a couple of albums out, and they have kind of a quirky outlook. My dad's face, looking there, I see my dad's face, and I see everything that I'm just becoming like my dad. And then this last one, Jack Worships Janie, and of course, you know that we also heard that she's a waitress, and You're in Love. Oh, yes, indeed. And they've got it down. They know how people work with each other, and they write about those kinds of things, but in kind of a quirky way. The Five Chinese Brothers. And, of course, that's based on a fable. And Uni and I were just trying to remember what that fable is and was. The Five Chinese Brothers had attributes. Of course, you wonder, there's some cultural things going on there, and you wonder why they were Chinese brothers. That matter. But anyway, this is what the band calls themselves. They've named themselves after that fable. And that's how that goes. Plus the Donettes in there. Donetts. The Donettes. And a lot of swing, a lot of really cool sort of rockabilly type stuff from the Donettes. All right, we're going to listen to the Bailey Family. This sort of changes the whole course of the program. These guys are so cool. I think this is their second album. And, they are just wonderful. They're a good family. When you hunt them up on the answering service there, they list about 10 people that you could talk to, and all the kids and everything. And again, they're one of these families that's real tight-knit, and they do their thing, and they do it well musically. Here we go, the Bailey Family.
You're fooling, fooling. tangled web you weave. Who do you think you're fooling, fooling? 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 Shady Grove.
Oh, pretty little miss.
Shady Grove.
My darling.
Shady Grove.
Oh, pretty little miss. I'm going back to Harlan. Well, now peaches in the summertime, apples in the fall, and cotton and a Shady Grove. I'll have none at all. Shady Grove, pretty little miss. Shady Grove, my darling, Shady Grove, pretty little miss, I'm going back to Harlan. Every time I take that road, it's always dark and cloudy. Every time I see that boy, I always tell him howdy. Shady Grove, pretty little miss, Shady Grove, my darling, Shady Grove, pretty little miss, I'm going back to Harlan. Well, if I had a horse, a big fat horse, corn feed him on, all I need's a horse, of course, horse. You can feed him when I'm gone. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, my darling, Shady Grove, my little love, I'm going back to Harlan. I went down to Shady Grove, he asked me in for supper. I stepped my toe on the table leg and I run my nose the butter. Shady Grove, Shady Grove, Shady Grove, my darling, Shady Grove, Shady Grove. I'm going back to Harlan.
Oh, Misty River, Misty River from their last studio non-Yuletide album. It was their third album, I believe, Misty River. Misty River is no longer singing as much as they used to. And there was a kind of a spin-off of Misty River, the Something Mamas. I have to think about that for a minute. Anyway, they're from the Oregon area, and they have some really good versions of some standards, and then they do some cool stuff on their own, Misty River. Won Jung Shin doing the playlists. The slowest time in the afternoon, kind of hard to keep it rolling here, but we're doing it. If you want to email me at dsanddaniel, M-A-H-E-R, at wsu.edu, or call me at 509-332-5050. I'll get back to you. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're going to be back for lots more music. We still have an hour's worth to go. You hang on, because we have an hour's worth to go. All right, see you in an hour. Coming back. Hang on.